Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you may know, the native Irish red squirrel has struggled to survive in this country, mainly due to an influx of grey squirrels, which arrived here about a century ago. But the red seems to be making a comeback. Dr. Emily Riley is at the University of Galway's School of Natural Sciences. Afternoon, Emily.
Hiya, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. So why did the grey squirrel get, you know, get such dominance over the red squirrel in the first place?
So what really happened is that the grey squirrel can outcompete the red squirrel. So that means that it eats the food before the red squirrel can actually get to it. So when it's hungry, it goes out and it can eat the kind of unripe food. And then the red squirrel goes out later on, a few months later, to try and eat the food, and all the food's gone. So that's one of the issues. And then the second issue is that the grey squirrel has a disease called the squirrel pox virus. Not all of them have it, but if they do have it, the grey squirrel doesn't die from it, but it can pass it on to the red squirrel really easily, and then the red squirrel will die from it. So, you know, it's fatal for one species and then not for the other. So if you have red and grey squirrels in the same area, what often happens is that after, you know, a little bit of time, the red squirrel will just be completely decimated and then the grey squirrel takes over that area. So obviously that was a really big issue from their introduction since, you know, 1911 when they arrived.
Yeah. Now, and so has it, you know, over time, has it been the case that you'll find red squirrels in certain parts of the country and not grey squirrels and vice versa?
Yeah, so when the grey squirrel was introduced, it was introduced to Longford, and then it really started to spread east throughout the kind of eastern half of the country, but then it couldn't make its way over west, so it couldn't really get past the Shannon, and that was for a lot of different reasons. You know, surprisingly, they actually can swim, so they did get across the river physically, but then they couldn't establish themselves as a population over there just because the habitat wasn't really suitable enough and there wasn't enough kind of green corridors and stuff for them to get to the good woods. So the red squirrel really had, you know, it's kind of its own area over in the west where the greys couldn't get to it. So we had what we call like a reservoir of red squirrels over in the west, whereas the greys really took over the rest of the country. But now we're seeing basically the opposite, you know, where the grey has started to, you know, the population has decreased so much that we've seen the red squirrel now take over the east side of the country again. So, which is great because they're really reestablishing their range. But we do also see the grey squirrel staying in the cities. So that would be like Belfast and Dublin and stuff. You would find a lot of grey squirrels because the red squirrels, as people would know, are more of a kind of a rural species. So the present picture is that the red squirrels are really all over the country, except for the urban areas. And then the grey squirrels are really just in the urban areas.
Yeah. Now, the reasons for this, is this down to pine martens?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So the pine marten would be the predator of both squirrel species, so the reds and the greys. It is also native to Ireland in the same way that the red squirrel would be. So we say that the red squirrel and the pine marten co-evolved together because, you know, they lived together in Ireland for so long. But of course, the greys are not native to Ireland. You know that they come from America and then on to Britain and then on to Ireland. So they're not familiar with the pine marten. So what's happened is, the pine marten population had decreased quite a lot because of, you know, deforestation and persecution and stuff. But then in the 70s, it became protected under law. So it's taken a couple of decades, but now the pine marten has come back to such a level where, you know, we're not really worried about the population. There's so many of them. So then we did start to worry about the red squirrel population because we thought with its native predator returning and it's already quite, you know, vulnerable as it is, we thought that the red squirrel population would start to decrease. But then, funnily enough, we saw the complete opposite. We saw that the red squirrel started to increase and then the grey squirrel started to decrease. And so what we think is kind of the reason behind this and what our kind of paper recently showed was that the red squirrel is able to detect the pine marten just from the presence of it. If a pine marten was in an area, a couple of even hours or days later, the red squirrel can still smell it and it still knows that it was there. And then it can react accordingly. So it'll show kind of this extra vigilance where it's really cautious and it's looking around and it's flicking its tail and it's kind of keeping an eye out for the pine marten. And it might stop eating altogether, even if it come to a feeding station specifically to eat. If the pine marten had been there, you know, even a couple of days earlier, it might not eat at all because it's really worried. But the grey squirrel, which just doesn't really have this kind of behaviour. So we know that the grey squirrel is what we call naive. You know, it has predator naivety towards the pine marten. So the pine marten can really easily predate upon the grey squirrel, whereas it finds it much harder to predate upon the red squirrel because they're just much more clever, you know, towards its presence.
And one assumes pine martens don't tend to hang out in urban areas either.
Exactly, yeah, and that's exactly why we've seen the grey squirrels kind of retreat into those urban areas where they're not going to get predated upon by the pine marten. Yeah, so it's this really interesting interaction, and it seems like that would be fine. It seems like everything would be kind of balanced now, and the greys can have their own areas in the cities, and then the reds can live in the countryside with the pine martens. But there is that kind of a worry that, you know, because they're so adaptive, that if the grey squirrels on the outsides, on the outskirts of the cities can start to kind of, you know, get that adaptation themselves, if they become like wary of the pine marten, if enough of them have experiences that are dangerous with the pine marten, but they survive and then they learn from it, then there is that danger that they can start moving back into rural areas because they've kind of, you know, evolved that adaptation that the red squirrel already has.
Oh,
so that would then, of course, be a big issue.
How long would it take? Might it take them to do that?
Oh, we have no idea. It could be hundreds of years. You know, it's really, what's the timescale of evolution, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they are very smart, and we know they're very adaptable because they have adapted to human presence. And, you know, you'll see it yourself if you go into a park, even in London or something, you can feed them straight out of your hand. And they're only doing that because they want the food, you know. So they know how to put up with us because it helps them to survive. So they might kind of, you know, gain that adaptation towards the pine marten as well. We don't really know.
Emily, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Emily Riley from the University of Galway School of Natural Sciences.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.